it down for me, fellas. Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G-Bust the move.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thoughts on the latest Trump pick ahead of a federal agency? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been tapped to be Health and Human Services Secretary.
RFK Jr., you know, we'd know he's an environmental lawyer, but he also made a name for himself as a prominent vaccine skeptic, spreading misinformation. So this is the cause of some alarm amongst public health officials when it comes to this nomination.
ABC News Medical Unit Coordinating Producer Sony Salzman. The president-elect held a big gala at Mar-a-Lago last night to celebrate his White House win, announcing another pick, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, for Interior Secretary. He's known as a champion of the oil industry. A Texas man is under arrest, accused of supporting ISIS and plotting a mass casualty terror attack. Anas Saeed was taken into custody in Houston on Thursday. The world's most polluting cities released at the COP29 UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan include Shanghai, Tokyo, New York, and Houston. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's court system faces a case backlog and attorney shortage. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler raised both issues during her State of the Judiciary address this week. Ziegler said a shortage of attorneys contributes to the backlog, particularly in rural counties. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's annual crime report shows a total of 765 fentanyl-related cases in 2023. That's up 84 from 2022. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state legislature to invest in crime labs to improve staffing for these cases. Call says the state crime labs are essential for public safety and ensuring justice. And a group of Native American burial grounds were found in Milwaukee's Forest Home Cemetery. Those mounds, mapped in the 1800s, were intended to be protected in the cemetery's design, but were later sold as plots by the owners of the cemetery. Plans to preserve the mounds are now pending.
City weather. Some clouds, maybe even a little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Our high 53 this afternoon. Tonight 37, tomorrow partly cloudy 55. On Sunday it'll be partly cloudy 55, but it does get colder with rain next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 45.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good morning. It is 6:04 a.m. Dave Grant joining you with Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna go to rest.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you early Friday morning. Yes, it is still dark out there. A little cool, you know, we have a great weekend ahead. I am looking forward to that. Maybe getting some things done outside. Here's Blondie at Max FM.
Seven Max FM.
Blister on your thumb. We got to install. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. Join Emily and I right around 7:10 a.m. this morning. We are going to have an interesting story about a car insurance scam that you are not going to believe. I've been watching this video, and I just am in shock at what people will do. So tune in at 7:10 this morning for that. At 7:30, we are going to have a very important interview. We are going to be talking with Shannon from the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. We have some news that everyone needs to hear, so we're going to talk with her at 7:30 this morning about that, so please be sure to be listening to that. We're going to need some help on that one. At 7:40 this morning, Emily and I are going to be talking about our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or this weekend, or know someone that is, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Coming up, we'll have David Bowie on Max FM.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Discounted admission to the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Casino Convention Center. Listen to various speakers on nutrition or herbalism. Enjoy workshops involving sound healing and yoga. Connect with wellness vendors and sign up for raffle prizes. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $30 admission certificate for just $15. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
99.7 Max FM.
I'll run with you.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Billy Joel is coming to AmFam Field April 26th at 7 p.m. I went out and looked at ticket prices this morning. They range from anywhere from $155 all the way up to $1,250, not including the fees. Tickets are still available to see Billy Joel and Sting. Kind of want to go see that. That is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Here is Billy Joel. We Didn't Start the Fire on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Have
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday morning. If you are looking for something to do this weekend, I have the perfect idea. The Baraboo Theater Guild presents Something Rotten. That is taking place at the Al Ringling Theater tonight at 7:30 p.m., Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., and an afternoon Sunday matinee, 2 p.m. at the Al Ringling Theater. You can get tickets at alringling.org. You do not want to miss this production. They put a lot of work into this. It's getting great reviews. Again, the Baraboo Theater Guild presents Something Rotten tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1700. While spots are still available.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Eagles kicked off week 11 of this NFL season with a 26-18 win over Washington Thursday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Saquon Barkley rushing for 146 yards and 2 touchdowns. Oldest rivalry in the NFL will be renewed for its 104th season when the Packers and Bears hook up on Sunday at Soldiers Field. The Packers are 6-3 coming off their bye. The Bears have lost 3 straight. They're 4-5. Sixth-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team swept USC in Big Ten action on the West Coast last night. The Badgers will take on UCLA on Saturday night. Wisconsin and Marquette both back in action in men's college basketball tonight. The Badgers hosting number 9 Arizona in an 8 p.m. tip at the Kohl Center. 15th-ranked Marquette is on the road at Maryland. Hockey Badgers open a 2-game weekend series at Penn State tonight. The top-ranked Badger women's hockey team facing number 2 Ohio State in the first of a 2-game set in Columbus. Women's college basketball, Milwaukee 90, Valparaiso 79. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Some clouds, maybe even a little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Our high 53 this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy, 55. But it does get colder with rain next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 6:34 on Friday morning. Yeah, still dark out there, but, you know, we're having a lot of fun. Mannheim Steamroller interview at 9:15 this morning. You're the police on Max FM.
Every breath you take. Every game you
Here is LaBouche on Max FM.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Over.
Stab. Er war ein Punker und er lebte in der großen Stadt. Es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, denn er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up, man ist so ein
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday morning. Emily will be joining me shortly. We are going to talk about that insurance scam. I still am just in awe at the lengths of what some people will do. We will also have Hanging with Havel and Maddie Jones. That'll be at 8:30 this morning. Then at 9:15 a.m. today, we are going to have an interview with Mannheim Steamroller. Tom will be joining me to talk about that. We are excited to talk with Mannheim Steamroller. This is something that's been in the works since yesterday. We got everything finalized late last night, so Tom will be joining me right around 9:15 from Mannheim Steamroller. It's going to be a great show tonight. Looking forward to being there and talking about that at 9:15 this morning. Coming up, our 15-minute music hour continues with Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the Boy Scout Troop 247th Annual Camping for Cans Box Camp. That's going to be happening on Saturday, November 9th. The troop will spend 24 hours camping in cardboard boxes in front of Viking Village Foods in Reedsburg. They'll be collecting non-perishable food items, and Viking Village will be matching each item that they receive, and then all the items will be donated to the Reedsburg Food Pantry. This community service project not only assists with the food pantry shelves before the holidays, but it also brings awareness to homelessness in our area. Please support the amazing effort. For more details, you can check out their Facebook page. Again, this will take place on Saturday for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. and going till Sunday morning at 9 as well. It's also time for the Portage High School Holiday Bazaar with music, crafts, and raffle prizes. All proceeds will support the Portage High School special education programs. This will also be on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Indulge in a festive wonderland of creativity and cheer. There'll be a delightful array of handcrafted treasures from local artisans and vendors, each offering unique gifts and holiday decorations to make your season merry and bright. Again, this will start at 9 a.m., runs until 2 p.m., and it'll be at the Portage High School Gymnasium. And once again, the Reedsburg VFW Post 1619 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month with made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausages, hash browns, and so much more. $10 per person. Each person under 10 will get in for $1 for each year of age. This again is every second Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. Check out their Facebook page for all the details.
Craving wings? Hi, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And Thursday night is now wing night at the Pizza Ranch. We will have a variety of wings, boneless and traditional, with sauces, plus our new delicious fries out on the buffet. We will also be serving up your buffet favorites, pizza made your way, the country's best chicken, and all the sides and salad, plus dessert. Bring your friends and your appetite, and we'll see you at the ranch.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby with the lying beside me here in the dark, healing your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so say